Good evening, everyone. My name is Terrell Jones, and tonight I will be giving a presentation and a demonstration on a device that I'm very excited about. I've been waiting for a long time to do this presentation, a few weeks, and it's called the Element 19-inch television. And much to my surprise, it is very, very accessible. I bought this Element television at Walmart for $88. And once you see how accessible this television is, then you will be quite amazed, I'm sure, as well, at how accessible this television is. So I hope you do enjoy. If you do find that you enjoy this presentation and you want to attend other presentations that we offer, BITS, Blind Information Technology Specialist, does these presentations from time to time, and you're more than welcome to join us. If you would like to join us, you can go to BITS, that's BITS, B-I-T-S, for Blind Information Technology Specialist, bits-acb.org. And once you click the Pay Your 2018 Dues, then you can join us. It's $20, but for that $20, you get a lot of information with the presentations that we offer and things like that. So it's just a wealth of information, and we have a lot of talented people and a lot of fine folks in this organization that really do a really great job. So, but tonight we'll be focusing, like I said, on the Element 19-inch television. So before we dive into the accessibility features of this television, I want to make you aware of a few things. I'm still researching quite a bit of this television, and there are some features that I personally do not use, but that seem to be accessible. So there are quite a lot of features in this television, and there's quite a bit that you can do accessibly with it. I'll be using a television antenna as my reception source. The antenna is called a MOHU, that's M-O-H-U, leaf. And it's about the size of a sheet of Braille paper, and you just stick it onto the wall and hook your coax into the television. So you're able to do that, and you can buy that at Walmart for about $50. So you're able to do that, and you can buy that, and so that works out really well. The other thing is that you're able to change inputs accessibly with this. So if you use a cable box, then you're able to, run the cable box and switch to your HDMI input and things like that. Now, with setup with this television, I had some sighted assistance with setting it up. So once I did that, then I was able to turn on the voice guidance. But once you turn this television on for the first time, you're presented with a setup wizard. Now, I'm not sure if you're able to exit that setup wizard with the exit button on the remote, but you may be able to do that. I tried to get the television to return to the setup wizard, but I could not. I had already programmed it and everything like that. So the other thing to be aware of is that the television does come with a stand, and in order to get that put on, there are some screws that you have to insert and get your television in there and get the get the screws into the television and get the stand mounted on there. It does take some work, so you may want some sighted assistance for that as well. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to reach over and I'm going to pick up the remote here, and I'm going to describe the remote and the layout of the remote to you. The first button on the top is the power button. And the remote, the top of the remote has a little sensor on the remote, the infrared sensor. So the first button on the left is the power button, and the buttons are quite shaped quite nicely. So the buttons are shaped very nicely, and so they're very tactual. The second button on the top of the remote is the USB input button. Now, this button, I've not really used this feature all that much, so I'm not sure of the accessibility of it, but you're able to use that and all that. So the second button is the on the second row of buttons is the picture mode button, and that will give you some preset visual settings and things like that. The button next to that is the sound mode button, and that also lets you cycle among some preset sound modes and things. The button after that is the sleep timer, and the sleep timer is accessible. And then you have a zoom button as well. Below those buttons are your standard numeric keypad, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Dash, which is used to enter subchannels, 0, and then your return key, which will take you back to the last channel. Below that is the volume button. Then there are a vertical row of three buttons, a mute button, which is kind of rounded. Then below that is your input button and your menu button. Below that, just kind of to the side of the menu button on the left, is the MTS button. Now the MTS button is used to turn on video description on this television. Video description is extremely accessible, and I will demonstrate that for you as well. To the right of the menu button is the freeze picture button. Below that are a couple of buttons that are above a circle button with navigation. The first is the info button, and that allows you to get information about the program. It will provide a description to you that I have, what I've found about this button, it'll provide a description to you, but it will not give you the show title itself. So what I would do is use I would supplement that with a TV listings app or something like that on your iPhone. Beside that is the back button that will back you up out of menu levels, back you to the top of the menu from deep within the menus. Next is the navigation button. You have up, down, left, right, and a circle button in the middle with a dot. Below that is the channel list button, and below that is the, and to the right of that is the exit button. Then you have media controls for the USB media playback. Then you have an auto repeat button, a closed caption, and a VChip button. Then you have a button that says auto, a favorite button, and a favorites list button. So that is the remote. So what I'm going to do now is power on the TV. Now, when you first turn on the TV, by default, voice guidance is turned off. There is no keyboard or remote control shortcut to get to the voice guidance. So, but I will show you where it is in the menu. Again, I'm going to power the television on.
Power on. Channel 17-1. Fox.
I'll never forget.
Spanish. English.
So the first thing that you would want to do, like I said, if you got this television, you would want to scan. And so I'm going to just very quickly demonstrate that again. And I very much apologize for the recording, but I'll go ahead and scan real quickly.
Main menu open. Channel.
Fire.
Air. Cable. Air.
Ooh,
auto.
Really
start to scan. Auto scan. Current CH10.
So you're going to get some progress announcements here when the channel is scanning, when the scan is complete. You know, you'll definitely get some progress announcements here as well.
Current CH17. Current CH23. Current CH31. Current CH37. Current CH44. Current CH51. Current CH60. Current CH68. Channel 2-1. WKRNDT.
So that's how the channel scan works. Now, if you want to switch inputs, if you're running this on a cable box, you can actually do that. So I'm going to hit the input button.
Input source, TV, component.
And I'm going to get to HDMI.
HDMI. No signal.
Press. And of course, it says no signal. And it says press source to check your source. So. And I did that by pressing the input button until I got to the HDMI port and then pressed OK. So I'm going to go back to the television input.
Input source, VG, USB, TV, channel 2-1, WKRNDT.
And I'm also going to show off the description, so I'm going to hit 17 for a Fox affiliate.
Channel 17-1. Fox, English, Spanish.
Now I'm going to, now hit the MTS button for the audio description. Now it said Spanish.
A lot of people have asked me, Steve, why they rubbed the law. This was a tree that stood on 125th Street. This was called the Tree of Hope. This is where all the black entertainers stood, hoping that they got picked. Because back in the day, black people were not allowed to perform on Broadway. So when one of their little performers got hurt, the producers drove up to this tree where all the performers were standing. So they took the stump from the tree and they said, you got to put it at the Apollo Theater. That's what this is right here. So now to help me get to him, Adrian Houghton is with us tonight. Yeah.
Hello, girl. Wearing a long black gown, Adrian blows kisses to the crowd, then heads backstage.
You know, from the reel and all that.
So it's a little bit of audio description there. So in all of the channel numbers, you can type them in. For example, I can type in 28-1.
One of them sings.
28-1.
The oldest is only 7.
Channel 28-1. Ian.
Not every animal is just this lucky.
And all of the you do get feedback when you you know, when you type in channel numbers and things like that. So I'm going to go ahead and power off, and I'm going to go ahead and unmute. And if anybody has any additional questions, feel free to ask.
Another question from here in California.
Sure. Sure.
While you were scanning the channels, I thought those were actually the channel numbers of the Nashville stations. You know, when it said 17, 23, and it was going up by sevens, then I realized those are the amount of channels that it's adding. But it would be nice if it told you that which channels and which sub-channels it was adding as it was going along. That would be really nice, you know.
Yeah. Hopefully that will happen in a future model of the television. You know, I'm hopeful that will happen, you know, at some point, but.
So I can assume that the 68 channel, that number 68 at the end was how many total channels, including sub-channels that you have in Nashville, right? That on that antenna.
Actually, that is the number of channels that the television receives. So for example, there are 69 channels total on the over-the-air side. So that's how you know when the scan is completed, when it gives you the...
I'm sorry, but it didn't tell you how many channels the set added or how many you have access to.
No, what it does, it will tell you the channel number that it currently sees. For example, like the channel 69, it tells you the number of the channel that it's on.
Right, but you don't have a 69 in Nashville, right? I don't think.
No. But no, it doesn't tell you that. What it tells you is how many channels, like the actual RF channel number. Yeah. That it's scanned.
Yeah. Thank you. A couple of other things. If you were to type in a channel that you don't have in Nashville, what would happen? Would it try to switch to it for a few minutes and then say, I can't get it? Or would it actually just sit on a blank channel?
What will happen is if you type a channel that you do not have, or if you mistype something, it will land you back at the first channel.
Oh, that's kind of too bad. If you're a television DXer and you want to sit on a blank channel waiting for something to come in, you know?
Yeah, no, it'll land you back at the... If it doesn't find it in the list, it'll actually land you back at the first channel. And another thing, too, is that these menus actually, when you go into the menu, you always start at the topmost level of the menu.
Mm-hmm.
So you won't really right. start there.
And do you have to push enter, like when you're typing in the sub-channels or whatever, does it speed it up to push enter after? Because, I mean, you could have a sub-channel that's higher than 10. So, you know, let's say if your WKRN had, you know, 11 sub-channels, you know, I would assume if you type, I mean, let's say they did, you could type 2-12 and it, you know, it's waiting for you to finish and hit enter, isn't it?
You can hit the OK button after you do that, and it will instantly switch. Or if you don't do anything, it'll just pause for a second and then tune the channel.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Any other questions?
Yet again here, sorry about this. Do you have the... Because I don't want to just walk into Walmart and say, I want this TV that talks, this Element TV. A lot of people don't know what we're talking about. So do you have a model number that you're going to put up somewhere? I'm not a BITS member, so
sure, that's fine.
I just jumped in here
that's fine.
Tonight.
I'll give you the model number for everyone if you want to write it down. It's the Element 19-inch television, and the model number is ELE, Echo Lima Echo, FW195. ELEFW195.
Foxtrot Whiskey, Terrell?
Yes, Foxtrot Whiskey. 195. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Carol, I assume there's no way to manually add a channel without doing another scan, right?
At the end of the scan, there is currently no way that I can see to add a channel. Any other questions?
Yes, this is Terry. I unfortunately missed quite a bit of the presentation because I got a phone call that I had to take.
Right.
But I'll hear the recording again, so that's good. Mm-hmm. But is this model currently the only one or this size TV? I suppose that would affect the model number two, you know, like as a 17, there's not a 17 inch or a 15 inch.
No, the lowest model that they have is a 19 inch.
Is the 19 or, right. Or do the larger models have all these features too? Do you know, or is this a particular?
To the best of my research, and when I was reading the manual was kind of accessible, but kind of not. It was so-so. To the best of my research, the 19, 24, and 32-inch models are the only ones that are accessible.
Oh, okay. So, but I can specify the 19-inch then, and that's...
Right.
And what happens, I have Comcast, so I have the voice functions and for that cable company. Would, if I had this TV, would those two things interfere with one another?
Absolutely not. You would be able to switch the inputs very accessibly. You just simply press the source button until you find your HDMI connection, press the OK button, and you're off and running. And it's an accessible process all the way through.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And I assume there are other talking sets beyond this element, or is this the only one now other than smart TVs?
Honestly, I don't know. I mean, I can't really speak to that. I think there might be a Samsung one that's out there, but I don't know of any others that are out there.
I will have to call Best Buy and see.
Okay.
Samsung was supposed to have several TVs that are accessible, but I'm not finding a whole lot of information about that. And when I call Samsung, they don't seem to know a whole lot.
Typical, isn't it?
Now you know why I jumped on and asked for the model number, because nobody knows. When we ask about talking TVs, they'll kind of look at you like you got something crawling out of your ears. They don't know what we're talking about. So that's kind of why I asked for the model number, so I can say, hey, this is what I'm looking for.
And unfortunately, if you type in the words talking TV in a search in quotes, you get all kinds of different things that have nothing to do with that.
Well, this is actually listed in the manual. The accessibility features are, you know, and things like that. So, you know, it's definitely there. So, you know,
I did something myself. I opened Safari on the iPhone here, and I put ELEFW195 in the search box, and the first thing that came up for me was the Element TV, and it shows shopping, and it shows places you can get it, and it shows Walmart for $88. So,
mm-hmm.
And I also see where it also showed me that if I wanted to, I could probably go up and get it on eBay for $45 too, so I don't know whether that's a new TV.
It is a new TV, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, what I guess I'm saying is that if you get it at Walmart, that's fine, but you might even be able to make a deal on eBay, too.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Any other questions? Well, again, I very much apologize for the technical difficulties, but for those who stayed, thank you so very much. I really appreciate that, and I'm going to go ahead and stop the recording now, but thank you all for that. And I really do appreciate you all being patient with me and all of that. You all stuck with me, and thank you all very much.